Nose is itching. Hold, please. Thank you. I'm all better now. Why I want to continue? Because the experience is still incredibly positive. Listening to other people's podcasts, Big Fatty, is a joy. Not all of them, Big Fatty. Not all of them, my lovies, Big Fatty. And I have to say it because I tell you the truth. I'm not going to say who, what, where, or how. Big Fatty, Big Fatty. Some of them are very difficult to listen to. Big Fatty, Big Fatty. Some of them are very interesting. And some of them are downright fun. But they're all experiences. And the experiences are created by this medium that I find absolutely incredible. And once again, it fulfills me so much.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 157 of the BFO for Monday, the 8th of September, 2008. And coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got some things to bring you up to date on. Plus, he went to the post office, and y'all, he has some goodies to open. Oh, Lord, y'all, I am recording this on Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, about 8:37. But you won't get to hear it until Monday morning. Because, you know, that's just how the Fat One do. Is this working right? Yeah, okay. It just didn't look right. And, y'all, so I'm having a little coffee with the podcast this morning. In fact, I should have filled up the cup before I started this shit. But that's okay, because I'm sure I'll fuck it up and have to stop. And then I'll go get me some more coffee. You know, I use the good 8 o'clock a whole bean coffee. And those of you who buy the whole bean 8 o'clock coffee, you know, Big Fatty is saving the accumulate rewards. And if you drink that, you can just send those accumulate rewards to me. But I'll, you know, get with me and I'll tell you what you have to send me, because it's about 8 different things, because it's the hardest fucking rebate program there is, and you have to save like a jillion things, and you get a coffee mug or something. So it's one of the shittiest rewards programs out there. But anyway, but you know, Big Fatty, he loves a rewards program. It's kind of like an online coupon. And speaking of that, I want to thank everyone who has been sending me the Pepsi points. I have Paul the Kitten Whisperer has sent me some, and of course, Miss Kathy up there in the South Dakota. Of course, there's nothing else to do in South Dakota except drink Pepsi. And she has sent me the Pepsi points, and Steve has sent me some Pepsi points, and who else has sent me some? Princess Hannah, you know, she used to send me the Pepsi points, but she's very busy now doing her own podcast, which I now have listened to the first 3 episodes, and I think the name of it is My Name is Princess Hannah and I Fucked Up My Makeup, or something like that. But I have to get a link for her show over under the Fat Favorites. But Princess Hannah, I just haven't had a chance to take a dump, much less add a link to the BFO. So, you know, just cut me a break there. But y'all should go listen to her show, even though I think she got a little bit mixed up on one of them. She was getting rich. She was saying how excited she was about the Labor Day holiday coming up. And she said, thanks, Christopher Columbus. And I'm not quite sure what Christopher Columbus has to do with Labor Day. But anyway, unless I just fucking didn't understand what she was saying. Okay, well, y'all, I got a box in the post office box, and you know what that means.
Make a wish, wish it a dream, wish it a heart, and your wish will come.
Well, y'all, it appears the birthday is still continuing, and this box is from Anthony out there in the Californias, and I met Anthony at the meet and greet there at, what was the name of that bar? I don't remember what the name of that bar was. The Mix? Was it The Mix? Yeah, I think it was The Mix. Anthony was just a sweetheart, y'all, and he writes in the e-letter telling me, Big Fatty, there's a package waiting on you. Evidently, Anthony's been sick, and, you know, Big Fatty just hadn't had time to go by the post office to check on anything. He goes, Big Fatty, there's a package waiting on you. He goes, and I still am regretting that I didn't reach up under your kilt at the meet and greet. Well, Anthony, I'm regretting that you didn't reach up under my kilt also, because, y'all, Anthony is a hottie. I mean, delicious, and, you know, Anthony got things stirring up under the kilt there. But anyway, he has sent me a package, and I have pre-removed the tape and everything from it, but I have not opened it, so I'm going to do that right now. Oh, Lord. And there is, what is this? There's a card, and then there seems to be some sort of bag, satchel, if you will. Maybe not a satchel, but there's a bag, right? So I've just thrown the box on the floor, and the card is addressed to Big Fatty. I guess that's for me then, huh? And I'm now going to open the card, and the card is a picture of a little boy and an old man. I'm guessing that I'm the old man. And the old man is saying to the little boy, and that, Jimmy, is the tale of my very first colonoscopy. Oh, dear God. And then you open it up. Welcome to the gross personal story years. Oh, honey, I have been, you know, when you hit 50, all you talk about are your bowel movements and your medicines that you're taking. And it says, Big Fatty, it's still your birthday, what, month? Love, Anthony. I think that says month. It's either my birthday month or my birthday mouth. So, and maybe it's my birthday. Maybe that'll be the title of the show. It's still your birthday mouth. So, now, y'all, this bag is pretty. It's paper, but the design on it is sort of a weave. And now he told me that there was what do you call these little things? Some kind of portable drives, not a zip drive, but I don't know what it's called, but it's one of those things that you plug in, USB drive, and there's a USB drive attached with this pretty red kind of stuff tying the bag together, and the bag's got sort of velour handles and everything, but the USB drive, he said, has some music on it that I might want to put on my Inappropriate Touch. Now, Anthony, if I put it on the Inappropriate Touch, you can't come back and then guess these songs that are on my Inappropriate Touch. So I'll be adding those to the Inappropriate Touch a little bit later today. Plus, you know, Big Fatty's now got one of those USB drive things, unless you want me to return this to you. Do you want me to return this to you, Anthony? Well, you can fucking forget it. But if you want me to, I will. But anyway, let's see what's in the bag now. There's a t-shirt in the bag. And the t-shirt says, first of all, let's see the size. Oh good, it's a triple X. And it's like a balloon in the comics where the people are speaking, and it says, how can I extract myself politely from this conversation? That's fabulous. Oh, I will definitely. You know, I'm going to wear that rehearsal today, the technical rehearsal. Y'all, it is Sunday morning, and Sunday afternoon, I have got to be at the theater from 1 o'clock till about 10 o'clock tonight. Excuse me. And, well, you know, if we're going to talk about the Biloxi Blues, we've got to have the Biloxi Blues music. Mm-hmm. Y'all, if you've ever done theater, you know that the first day of tech is always a very difficult day. But this is the day that we add in lights and sound, and it's the first time that the people that are running lights and sound get a chance to rehearse. So it's always a very long day, but I have to go in at 1 o'clock today to do what we call paper tech, and that's where I'll sit down with the technical director and the stage manager, and we'll say, okay, when the actors say this, then I want the lights to, you know, do this, or I want the sound to do that. And so we kind of go through and make up the cues for the folks when they arrive later on this evening. Now, we're going to start with the actors around 6 o'clock on Sunday. So, anyway, it's going to be a very long day, I have a feeling. But from what I understand, there's supposed to be some food brought by the board of the theater today. So maybe they'll bring something good. It'll probably, you know, hopefully it won't be like fucking nasty ass Ruth's pimento cheese sandwiches. Ugh, vile. Anyway, I thought I might also bring you up to date and let you know that Thursday, when I was down at the theater, I went back in the costume area, and it's very dark back there, and there's shit all over the place, and not really, you know, like human feces, but there's stuff all over the place and everything, and y'all, Big Fatty fell in the costume area, and I did something to my left hand that, it hurts like a motherfucker, and it's swollen, but nothing's broken. Because I can move it, but it's just tender. Oh, Big Fatty is so tender. But anyway, so that hurts like a motherfucker. And then we did not have the rehearsal on Friday or Saturday. And it's a good thing because, you know, the Hurricane Hannah was coming through. And y'all, we got a lot of rain, but I went out on Saturday morning. I didn't see the first leaf off a tree. So I don't think we got any wind at all, except for, you know, the wind that Big Fatty creates. Now, y'all, in the newspaper today, they have the Fall Arts Guide, and there was a nice picture of the Biloxi Blues in there, and a little write-up, and I thought I might read that to you, and the ad for the Biloxi Blues is in there also, which I was very pleased with the way it looks, but it says the following. Neil Simon's semi-autobiographical comedy, Biloxi Blues, will take you back to 1943, a time when political correctness was an unknown concept, a time of rawness, stress, and take-no-prisoners training for young recruits headed to Europe to fight in World War II. The Tony Award-winning play, which will open the 77th season of the Footlight Players, will be directed by Big Fatty, who directed Simon's London Suite and The Odd Couple. The playwright's 10 weeks of military training, which subjected the men to 15-mile hikes, demanding sergeants, and recruits with eccentric personalities, was a far cry from Simon's alter ego, Eugene Morris Jerome's idea of the army, which he envisioned as a time of meeting girls at USO dances. Biloxi Blues was produced on Broadway as part of what became known as the Eugene Trilogy, along with Simon's boyhood recollections in Brighton Beach Memoirs and Broadway Bound. Alex Hoffman stars in the show as Jerome, who has left his Brooklyn neighborhood to encounter the bizarre customs of the South. Others in the cast are Stephen Dean, David Barr, Eric Collins, Brian Baker, Patrick Ryan, Mitchell Dukes, and Ian Walker. And then it goes on to talk about the performance times and dates and the prices of tickets and blah, 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 and how to get tickets. So, but I found it interesting that, you know, there are two females in the show, but they weren't mentioned. So, anyway, Rowena and Daisy Hannigan, they are both in the show. We did not cut them out, but they did not get mentioned in the thing. So, I guess that's kind of your Biloxi Blues update for today. Now, y'all, in addition to the wonderful package that I got from Anthony over at the post office, I also had a postcard. And this postcard looks like a giant penis and with giant, huge balls sitting on some sort of pedestal. But the think of, you know, if you're going up the shaft of the penis, you go up about an inch and then it's cut off. So it's just basically a little bit of the shaft and the giant balls on this pedestal. And it's made out of rocks. And anyway, that was a postcard in my mailbox. I'm sure the postal officials thought it was fabulous. But y'all, it is from Michael in Stuttgart. And he says, "Hi, Big Fatty. Lots of love and antique horror greetings from the beautiful and sunny Greece. I'm looking forward to all the catching up when I'll return. From Michael in Hellas." I'm guessing that's Hellas, Greece, instead of Michael in Stuttgart. Well, yeah, it is Hellas, Greece, because the stamps say Hellas on it. H-E-L-L-A-S. Now, y'all, I'm not sure, but I thought that Kim Beaver was the one that was going to Greece on vacation. I was not aware that Michael in Stuttgart was going to Hellas. And when was this mailed, by the way? And, you know, well, there doesn't seem to be any sort of post. Well, there is a postmark on it, but it's all Greek to me. I can't read that. But anyway, now I know Michael and Kim are cousins, but I think they may be more than just cousins. And I believe Ryan Starr Jones exposed this a while back. And but y'all, I'm a little worried because I haven't heard from the Michael in Stuttgart, nor have I heard from the Kim Beaver. And, you know, it's just not good when you don't hear from those two. And they need to be getting the Hellas out of Hellas and getting back to wherever they live. Stuttgart, and I don't remember where Kim Beaver lives. It's some kind of island with sheep and whales or something like that. But, y'all, I'm a little skeptical now. Skeptical, I think, is the right word for all of this. Now, y'all, it seems like I should have something else to talk about because, quite frankly, y'all, the baby jar has been with me for the weekend and all, and I know I made him mad last night because I wanted to take two cars when we went out to the Patrick's Pub, but and he gave me shit on, oh, dear Gussie, he gave me shit at the Patrick's Pub because I wanted to go in two cars, but y'all, I had one drink and I came home. Y'all, I'm just tired, and this week's going to be very difficult, and I know I've said it before, but if you don't get a show every day this week, don't be surprised. If you don't get a show, I'll at least put a message up saying there's not going to be a show today. So anyway, and once again, thank you, Michael in Stuttgart, for the card, and Anthony from the San Francisco's area. Thank you for the USB drive and the t-shirt, which I absolutely love. And y'all, I hopefully will talk to you tomorrow, assuming I survive tech. Oh, Lord. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.